Working Class Boy, written and read by Jimmy Barnes. Where do I start? How about this? This is my story. This is the way that I saw things. It might not be completely accurate, and it might not be the way others saw it, but it's how I saw it. Scotland was my first home. Kirkcaldy, a suburb close to the centre of Glasgow, to be exact. One of the only places in the world you can get your heart broken and your jaw broken at the same time. More than just my birthplace, it holds a place in my heart like nowhere else in the world, except for maybe Australia, where I grew up and learned about life. The lucky country. But I was lucky to make it through my childhood in one piece. I love these places equally, and I feel both have helped me make me who I am, and for that I'm grateful. But I have to look at both of these places to really see why I am who I am. Time and trauma have taken what I was born with and what I've experienced and brewed it into what you see before you now. Some of what I've done has not been pretty to watch. Imagine what it was like to live through it. But here I am, still living, still learning. You gotta love life. You might not always get things right, but there's always a chance to make things better if you work hard. I spent most of my life running from my childhood. Now it seems like my time to face it. This is the story of a lifetime spent running away, running from fear, running from shame, but at the same time running from hope. Well, I'm not running anymore. This is the story of an imperfect childhood that led me to becoming an imperfect adult. But life's not perfect, and it's short, so make the best of it you can with the tools you're given. My folks made mistakes, all parents do. Some mistakes were bigger than others, but I don't blame them for anything. They came from worse poverty than I did. They had very little education, no help, and very little hope in their lives. Life must have been overwhelming for them nearly all the time. I always felt I had luck on my side, someone looking over my shoulder, keeping an eye out for me. My mum had no one looking out for her but us kids, and we were too small to help her, no matter how much we loved her. Every choice my parents made, every bit of pain or fear I felt, has brought me to where I am today. I'm far from perfect, but I'm here, and I'm me. I have a beautiful family and a great life, and through writing all this down, I feel I can finally let go of the past. I don't need to hold on to it anymore. There is no blame. It's no one's fault. I want to pass on what I've learned to my children, and I know they're going to have to make their own choices and their own mistakes, but now I'll be around to help them deal with them. Meanwhile, I want to thank my parents for bringing me into this world and my brothers and sisters for sharing so much with me. I apologize to all of them for any pain I've caused along the way.